Welcome to installment 41 of Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Rambam. Today's commandment is prohibition number 322, the prohibition on a Jewish court to inflict a punishment on Shabbos. Once again, we have here a law whose source would not be immediately evident from looking at the Chumash. In Parshas Vayakel, the verse states, Leisavaru eish b'chol meshvesechem, do not burn a fire in any of your dwellings on the Sabbath. Now this would already be known from the general prohibition about doing work on the Sabbath, as we discussed in yesterday's prohibition that there are 39 categories of work forbidden on the Sabbath. Burning a fire is also one of these. Why then do we need a separate verse to tell us that one is forbidden from making a fire? The Rambam answers this by quoting the Mechilta, which says that burning a fire is distinguished from all other forms of forbidden activity on the Shabbos, in that burning a fire is one of the death penalties inflicted by a Jewish court. And the verse is telling you, do not burn a fire. Do not inflict the death penalty of burning on Shabbos. And so too, says the Mechilta, the other three forms of the death penalty, also inflicted by the Jewish court, may not be done on Shabbos. And that is why the verse singles out burning a fire, to tell you not that a fire is prohibited. We know that anyway from the general prohibitions of Shabbos. But to tell you that the fire, which is a death penalty, which you might think must be inflicted even on Shabbos, since this is a positive commandment to inflict this penalty, nevertheless, we have this verse excluding this possibility, that one is forbidden from inflicting this penalty on Shabbos. The Rambam quotes also the Talmud, which gives two additional explanations of why the prohibition of burning was singled out. And according to both of these explanations, burning here means the act of burning on Shabbos, unrelated to the idea of inflicting the death penalty. One opinion brought in the Talmud is, L'lav yatzas, that this was singled out to tell you that the prohibition of burning is unlike the other 38 prohibitions of Shabbos. That this one is not punishable by death, but only punished by lashes. Another opinion tells us that L'chalek yatzas, that this was singled out to tell you that all of the prohibitions of Shabbos are counted individually. Therefore, if on one Shabbos a person did 30 different categories of work, of malacha on Shabbos, it would not be counted like one prohibition, the prohibition of Shabbos. Rather, it will be counted as 30 separate prohibitions. And we learn this from the verse singling out the prohibition of burning, showing us that each one is counted individually. The halacha is like the second opinion, that it is also punishable by death, and is singled out to show us that every single prohibition counts distinctly. However, we nevertheless learn the second teaching, which is the teaching of our prohibition today, the prohibition to punish on the Shabbos. The Rambam concludes this portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs by quoting the Talmud of those of the West, literally, referring to the Jerusalem Talmud. Since the Talmud was written primarily from Babylon, those in the West is what is west of Babylon, referring to the land of Israel. In any case, the Jerusalem Talmud quotes the same verse, and the Rav Ila says in the name of Rav Yanai that this verse also comes to teach us that the Jewish courts are not allowed to judge at all on Shabbos. This is evidently learned from the phrase "B'chol meshveisechem," in all of your dwellings, which is used also in reference to a Jewish court. And this law is also brought in the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, and the laws of Shabbos, that one is not allowed to issue legal judgments on the Sabbath. The Chinuch explains the idea behind this mitzvah of not punishing on Shabbos, that God wishes that on the Sabbath day there should be complete rest, and rest even to those sinners who violate His will, and evidently even to those who did such transgressions that they are punishable by death. The Chinuch brings an example of a king who makes a feast for all of the people of his land. And on that day, everyone is allowed in. No one is punished, since the king is in such high spirits. So too, God wishes to make a meal, so to speak, a feast with us on the Shabbos. And He wishes that the day should be with complete simcha, with joy, and with delight, and that there should be no punishment issued in order to add on to the honor and glory of the Shabbos. The Tikkun Zayir says that Hashem makes the fires of Gehenim cease on Shabbos. Therefore, the restful state on Shabbos permeates the entire creation, the physical world and the spiritual realms as well. The Shalom HaKadosh says that the fire we are prohibited from burning on Shabbos is the fire of disagreement, of machlekes. That since Shabbos is a day of kindness and of peace and of Ahava Rabba, tremendous love between people, we are forbidden from doing anything which violates that love. Sparking any disagreement would be creating bad feelings and anger, which in itself would be considered a fire which one is prohibited from making on Shabbos. Even more so, says the Shalah, we must begin from midday of Friday to add on to that there should be even more than 24 hours. As the verse says, Lay Savaru Eish, Lay, it has a numerical value of 31, a Lamed with 30, and an Aleph with 1. Therefore, we must add on even before Shabbos, with an extra few hours, not to have any disagreement, so the Shabbos should be in a perfectly restful and joyous state. The story is told of a certain Rebbe Eliezer, who was very careful about fulfilling the commandment to take in guests. And whenever he had the possibility, he would take the guests in his house, and when they left, he would give them gifts and food to help them out on their way. In the heavens, the heavenly court watched his actions and looked favorably upon him and was ready to reward him. However, it was decided he would be put to the test to see whether he was really sincere in his love of his fellow creatures. Eliyahu HaNavi, the prophet Elijah, came down dressed in the appearance of a person, and he came on the afternoon of Shabbos, and he was dressed in ragged clothing, and he came with a walking stick and carrying his bundle on his back and obviously violating the Shabbos. He knocked on the door of this Rebbe Eliezer as if to be taken in on Shabbos. Rebbe Eliezer noted that he was violating the Shabbos blatantly. However, he didn't say anything and invited him into the house. And immediately on the Shabbos afternoon, he gave him a Shabbos meal. When the Shabbos was over, he gave him a Lava Malka, the meal in which we usher out the Shabbos. And the next day, when it came time to go on his way, he not only sent him off pleasantly, but also gave him food and gifts as he did any other guest. On the way out, Eliyahu revealed himself and said he is Eliyahu HaNavi, and he came only to test him to see whether he was sincere with his hospitality and would issue it even to someone who was completely violating the Shabbos. And he told him that since you have come through this test and you did not put me to shame, you should know that in the heavens we have decided that you are fit, that a son should be born to you who will illuminate the entire Jewish people. And sure enough, this blessing came true, and the child born was none other than the Baal Shem Tov. This Rebbe Eliezer was the father of the Baal Shem Tov, and as a result of this test, that the blessings were given above, that the Baal Shem Tov should be born. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvot. For more information or to sponsor a shiur, contact Sichas in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.